各位弟兄姐妹早，Good morning and 早上，弟兄姐妹。我因为今天是一个，我到刚刚几分钟前我才明白今天早上是三堂的崇拜，所以我简单用三个语言跟各位问安。
So until very recently, did I realize that it was actually a combined service of three congregations? So that's why I use three different languages to say.
但是讲广东话的弟兄姐妹，不要再问我了啊！
But for
那个
Cantonese
广东
people,
话蛮好，蛮几好噶。
his Cantonese is not so good, right?
我通常很少在几乎我脑筋里头想，我没有在复活节的时候在其他教会讲到，所以今天很谢谢你们邀请我来。
So I haven't really in my memory, like I believe I've actually preached in other churches than my own church on Easter's. So thank you so much for inviting me.
好，所以我们在开始读神看神话语之前，我们先一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray before starting preaching the word of God.
天父，我们把这一段时间交在你的手里，
Dear Heavenly Father, we give our time to you.
不是我们能说什么，
It is not because that we can say anything.
而是自己亲自要借着这一段经文向我们说什么。
But you yourself actually preach to us through this scripture.
所以求你帮助我们。让我们进入明白你的话。
So help us to understand your words.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我今天把这个题目定成“愿你们安
So today, the topic is peace be with you.
这个题目其实很简单，也是从这一段经文来的。
And this is a very simple topic, which is actually from the scripture.
我们如果注意的话，这段经文有讲到三次“愿你们”。平安在不同的时间讲了总共三次。
So if you remember the scripture, you can remember that there are three times Jesus said, "Peace be with you."
所以你们可以知道，平安这个概念在耶稣的眼中，特别是在耶稣他复活的这个清晨，对门徒何等的重要！
So you can see how important the concept of peace for Jesus is, and especially for Jesus towards his disciples.
看下一张好不好？哦，谢谢。好，我讲到平安，其实我一定想，我都有时候很喜欢讲一讲以色列人的文化。
So when I'm talking about peace, I really want to mention the culture of Israel.
你说啊，以色列人在问安的时候，我们通常在北美，如果用英文问安的话，问我什么说？How are you? How are you doing? 或者年轻人讲 What's up？
So in North America, when we were trying to greet each other, we will say, "How are you? How are you doing?" And then for the young people, they will say, "What's up?"
或者 How's it going？
Or "How's it
哎，
going?"
对，所以但犹太人不这么讲。
However, this is not so for
你
the
们如果
Jews.
去看这，你们如果看这张投影片的话，会发现到，我先用希伯来文念一下，然
So
后我
Pastor
再告
New
诉。很，因为投影片上已经解释了哈，但是他们是这么说的，Mashlon ha。
So this is how it's said in Hebrew, Mashalom ha.
Mashlon ha，ma 是什么的意思
So ma refers to what?
？Lon ha 是 shalom 加上一个字尾，所以变成你的平安。
So Shalom ha is a combination of Shalom and you, so it's like your peace.
所以它整句话其实原来的意思。Mashlonka 讲到的是你的平安是什么？
So Mashalom ha actually refers to is asking what is your peace?
犹太人在见面的时候会讲 Shalom，
So when the Jews greet
他
each
们
other,
平
they would
时
say
离
Shalom.
开的时候，平常彼此别朋友要彼此说再见的时候，他们也会说 Shalom，
When they depart from each other, they would also say
甚
Shalom.
至是他们在彼此问好的时候 How are you? How are you doing? 他们也会用。他们也会用 shalom mushroom 话，
So when they are greeting each other in their everyday life, they would also say
这个
Shalom
概念
Mashalom.
在犹太人的眼中是非常之重要。
So this is actually very important for the Jews.
我常常喜欢 我非常非常喜欢圣经上在旧约里头的一段经文。
There is a paragraph in the Bible that I extremely like.
你们如果记得在民数记的六章二十四到二十六节。
So if you still remember, in the Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26.
它是这么说的。
It says,
中文是说，愿耶和华赐福保护你。
So in English, it says, the Lord bless you and keep you.
Let's go back. No, I want to go back. And, yeah, thank you. 愿耶和华用他的眼光照你，并赐恩给你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华向你仰脸，赐你平安。
And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
我第一次听到这一段经文用希伯来文祝福，是一个犹太籍的基督徒牧师。我们通常叫这种人叫做Messianic Jew. 他是一个 Messianic Jewish pastor.
So there is this Messianic Jewish pastor that I heard this paragraph preached said in Hebrew for the first time here.
我就记得那天早上他在讲完道之后，他说我们用这一段经文来领受祝福。
So I still remember that after the preaching on that day, after the sermon on that day, he said, I'm going to bless you using the scripture.
因为他是犹太人嘛，所以他说他用犹太用希伯来，我试着讲讲看。他说 ，Yevalech Adonai Vishvalecha, Ya'el Adonai Panavelecha Vichunecha。然后最后一句话说 ，Isa Adonai Panavelecha Veyasendecha。有没有注意到最后一个字 ，Shalom？
So the pastor was saying, in Hebrews, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.And the Lord.
听到这个祝福，我眼泪就流下来。
And when he heard the last shalom, the pastor couldn't hold back his tears.
讲到这位立约的神，他心中的一个非常重要的一个思想，就是要叫他自己的百姓得到那个从天上来的平安，不是世人所赐的。
This covenant God, his sincere hope is that they can actually receive the blessing from above. This is not from the world.
对这一句话，他最后一句话讲：“愿耶和华向你仰脸，赐你平安。”
So the last words are the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.
你知道这个字，他说：“愿耶和华向你赐你平安。”他那个“赐”的意思是，我把那个东西放在你的生命当中，不管你有还是没有。
有
没有的话，他没有的话，他就把那个东西放在你的生命当中。
So give, actually is to put in your life, whether or not you have it, the Lord is going to give it, put it in your life.
所以这个平安不是我们的，是谁的？
So this peace is not from us, but from God.
是神给的。然后这个平安不单单表示没有战争，然后这个字的词根，它表示什么？表示完整、整体、和谐、实现。
So the root of the word, the meaning of the word is not just like there's no war, but the root of the word actually means the whole, complete accomplishment and also a realization.
所以 Shalom 它的隐含的真正的意思是它两我们之间的关系不单单没有受到危害。
So Shalom doesn't only implies that there's no damage to our relationship.
而且在我们自己所做的事情上能够得到满足。
But also the satisfaction in the things that we do.
这个平安是与神立约的结果。
So this is the result of a covenant between us and God.
我们今天中间有四位弟兄姊妹要接受洗礼归入主的名下。
So we have four brothers and sisters being baptized today to be called upon his name.
这一件事受洗不是随随便便受的。
So please remember that baptism is not a very trivial thing.
受洗是代表借着那一个见证，我们说我们跟神立下那一个永恒的约定。其实是神先跟我们立约，然后我们跟神说，我们也同样的跟你立定那个约定。
But baptism is a manifestation of our testimony that we are actually having this eternal covenant with God. It's not that we initiate the covenant, but God is initiating this covenant with us.
所以这个平安的来源是神自己。
So this,
神自己说, Shalom.
So this peace is originated from God. God himself says Shalom.
记不记得约翰福音里头这句话?
So if you still remember the words from the Gospel of John.
我留下平安给你们, 我将我的平安赐给你们。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.
然后他在那一段经文的前后，他说：“我要求父，父就赐给你们一位保惠师。”然后他说就是真理的圣灵。
And he said that I'm going to ask the Father, and He's going to give you another Counselor, which is the Spirit of God.
说圣灵要常与我们同在，而且说到怎么样，我必不撇下你们，成为什么孤儿。
So the Holy Spirit is going to be with you forever, and I'm not going to forsake you that you be orphans.
对，借着赐下那个平安。借着赐下那个圣灵保惠师，常常在我们生命当中引领我们的，我们的神要告诉我们一件事情，就是我们不是孤儿。
So with the Holy Spirit be among us, the God is going to remind us that we are not orphans.
麻烦你跟你邻座的说，你不是孤儿。
So you have to tell your neighbors that you are not orphan. You are not an orphan.
不要忘记。今天在这个世界上，特别是我们的信仰，从旁人看，会觉得说你们这些人到底是在迷信些什么。
So the today's face, when we are looked upon from other bystanders, they would actually wonder, what are you believing in?
基督徒有的时候会在这个世界上会觉得自己很孤，有的时候或许有一点点孤单寂寞的感觉哈。
So sometimes Christians may feel lonely in this world, right?
但请记得。我们的主他说我要常与你们同在。
But remember that the Lord says that I am going to be with you forever.
你我不孤单。
And you and I, we're not alone.
我要用这样子的一个大概念做框架，我来跟各位看这段经文。
So under this big frame, I'm going to look with you through the scriptures.
我们先来看前面的约圣经19-23节。
So let's take a look at the first part from verse 19 to 23.
有没有注意到这一段经文讲到一个概念，讲到有门徒所在的地方，因为怕犹太人。
Did you notice the concept that the disciples were actually afraid of the Jews?
所以什么门都关了。
So the doors were locked.
然后耶稣突然出现在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
However, Jesus appeared among them in and then said, "Peace be with you."
过了，我就不再多读哈。但是你们如果注意这一段经文，所以刚才为什么我要请各位读那一段那个耶稣要带来圣灵的那段经文。
So why did I ask you to read the scripture that Jesus gave the Holy Spirit?
有没有注意到在22节说什么？像说了这话，向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
Did you notice in verse 22, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
在圣经里头还有哪一处经文说吹了一口气啊？
Did you remember like in which other places in the Bible that says breathe?
哎，特别是创造人类的时候，耶和华向他们的鼻，向亚当的鼻孔吹了一口气，他就成了怎么样？有灵的。
So when the God created man, he breathed into the nostril of a man, and then so he became a living spirit, living creature.
耶稣他这个动作似乎好像要在告诉门徒说。
So as if Jesus was using this scripture to tell us,
你们现在在惧怕当中。
You are in fear.
你们的生命似乎要濒临死亡。
And your life is almost dying.
但是我借着这一个动作。
However, through this motion,
要叫你们知道一件事,
I'm going to tell you this.
你们的生命还没有开始,
and that your life hasn't even started yet.
还没有开始,
it hasn't even started yet.
等到那一口气吹进去, 他们那个灵里头的生命才再一次的得到复苏啊。
Only after upon them they were breathed on that their life within them was revived.
然后再过49天之后我们要庆祝另外一个很重要的日子。
After 49 days, we're going to celebrate another very important day.
什么日子啊？
What is that?
啊？
Pentecost.
五旬节嘛，对不对？
Pentecost.
OK. 五旬节的时候，他们又聚在一处。
During Pentecost, they gathered again together.
然后圣灵降临。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
圣灵降临在他们的生命当中，告诉他们一件事情。第一个，刚才我说什么？约翰福音说什么？你不再是什么
orphan.
而且第二个，圣灵的降临代表什么？你得着那个能力啊。
So the Holy Spirit descended upon them to show that they are no longer orphans, but that they receive power.
好吧，跟邻座说，你从圣灵的能力。
So tell your neighbors that you receive power from the Holy Spirit.
好，回到这段经文。
So going back to the verse.
我打一个很大的问号，为什么惧怕？
So I have this very big question mark here. Why are they afraid?
你知道在犹太人的正规的门窗，他们有门栓的。
So for the doors of the Jewish people, they actually have latches.
在古代的时候，我们看到他那个门有中间有一条横杠，这样拴起来，有没有？
So remember, like in the older times, that you have this latch to lock the door.
有很多人在问有很多人在你们这个信仰，这个信洋教的。
And so some people might actually ask you, you are believing Western religion.
但是事实上犹太人跟中国人有很多地方很相似的。
However, the Jews are a lot of similarity between with the Chinese people.
特别是那个，如果说稍微重点的门栓，那一栓可以防止，可以防止很多人进入。
Especially those very heavy latches, they can actually prevent a lot of like intruders.
所以说，除非有人可以穿越那个门。
Unless if someone can pass through the door.
门栓是关着。但是人可以穿透的，人可以穿越那个门，进到房里头去。
So even the door was actually closed, locked by the latch. People, maybe there's someone who can miraculously go through the door. What are the disciples afraid of?
门在惧怕谁啊？
What are they afraid of?
啊，犹太人。
The Jews.
你想想看，自己人怎么会惧怕自己人？那个到底在哪里？想一想看。
They are not afraid of the what belongs to them, right?
看一看邻座。
Look at your neighbors.
看一下你的邻座。
Look at your neighbors, people's.
怕不怕你隔壁的人呢、啊、
Are you afraid of those sitting next to you?
怕不怕？怕的举手。哦，没人举手，好的。
Okay.
这些人为什么会惧怕犹？这些人为什么会惧怕犹太人
？Why are they afraid of the Jews?
我们来看圣经上两个例子。
So let's take a look at two.
其实一个例子，对不起。
Let's take a look at an example from the Bible.
好，在圣经里头记不记得有一个我要说明，不能瞎眼的人，对。
If you remember, there was a man born blind.
在约翰福音里头，那个生来瞎眼的人，耶稣叫他看见了，对不对
？And so there was a man born blind, and Jesus made him see.
但是在这个过程当中，那一个被医治的，不管是个人或者是他的父母。不敢面对犹太人。
However, the parents of this born blind man, after he was healed, they were afraid to face the Jews.
有的人说他是好人。
So some people say that he's a good man.
有的人说他是迷惑人的。
Some say that he's committed to deceive them.
但是没有的明明讲了他因为什么
？However, there are
啊，因为什么？惧怕犹太人，犹太人会做，特别是犹太人那些宗教的。宗教领袖
But nobody actually commented on him openly because they are afraid of the Jews. They're the religious leaders. They want to do one thing.
就是如果有人验证定耶稣是基督的，就要把他赶出会堂。
So if there is someone who thinks that Jesus is the Messiah, they are going to expel them out of the synagogue.
我要谢谢今天的翻译哈。
不客气。He wants to thank the translator today.
因为我讲话很快的，就是在讲道的时候，有时候讲快，一听就过去了。
哦，
好，所以 thank you.
Oh yeah, you're welcome.
那么，所以犹太人会把犹太人赶出会堂。
So the Jews actually will expel people from the synagogue.
你知道这个事情今天还存在的
？Do you know that this actually still exists today?
如果犹太人当中有相信。耶稣是弥赛亚的。
So if there's any Jew that believe in Jesus as a Messiah,
甚至严重到一个地步，他们会在自己的家乡给这个人立一个坟墓啊。
So they, some of the people, some of the Jews would actually erect a tomb.
换句话讲，你只要信，要信耶稣是弥赛亚。
In other words, as long as you believe in Jesus as a Messiah,
就不认做我们的孩子，做我们的亲人朋友。
That we will no longer think that you are our family, you are our children, you are our child.
那个 shalom 也不见了。
And shalom will disappear.
所以为什么耶稣基督那个时候要告诉他们愿你们安呢
？So that's why Jesus said, "Peace be with you."
好，我们继续往下看。所以知道，所以现在可以了解为什么他们怕犹太。到现在，因为他们从一个角度讲，还不是非常确定，非常非常确定，耶稣已经复活了。
So that's why they were afraid of the Jews, because at that point of time, they were still not very clear that Jesus actually resurrected.
好，另外我其实是两个事情，我再跟各位分享一件事情。
And one more thing that I want to share.
有没有看到路加二十三章二十一节那句话呀？
Did you see Luke 23:21?
那一群原本在这上一个礼拜的开始的时候，欢迎耶稣进耶路撒冷城。
So those throng of people that they welcomed Jesus of the last Sunday to walk into the city of Jerusalem.
那些原本是奉他们说奉主名来的，是应当称颂的。
They shouted Hosanna, blessed is the man who comes in the name of the Lord.
何善那归于大卫之神。
Hosanna to the son of David.
知道那个何善那那个字原来的意思是主啊，你现在就拯救我们。
Hosanna actually means Lord, save us now.
不是以后，不是过去，是现在就拯救我们。
It is not in the past, it is not in the future, but now you are going to save us.
拯救我们脱离罗马人的魔掌。
Save us from the reign of Romans.
让我们能够重新的建国。
That we can establish our kingdom again.
看到耶稣这样子一个角色之后。
So after Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
他们认为他们的盼望来了。
After they see Jesus Christ, they saw that their hope has come.
所以说，何善那。归于大卫的子孙。
So that's why they shouted Hosanna to the son of David.
同样一群人说把他钉十字架。
The same group of people, they said, crucify him.
甚至到了一个地步，他们说他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。
To an extent that they say his blood be upon us and our children.
你知道圣经上我们的神，我们的神很明白的告诉我们不能做一件事。
So there's one thing that God actually showed us very clearly. There's one thing that they cannot do.
不可以起誓啊。
They should not make vows.
对，请你们记得在，请你们记得在一般在不管任何状况里头，请你们说我发誓。
So do not say that I swear or I vow. I swear in any under any conditions.
Yeah, but 如果你们去法院。如果是你们是要去法院的话，说 OK， 说 Help me God， 对吧 ？Do you swear? Do solemnly swear? 对不对？好，在法院里头，那个无，在一般情况下，请你们千千万万不要起誓。
So when you're when you're before the judge, you can say I swear, solemnly swear by the name of God. However, in daily lives, in other situations, please refrain from swearing.
为什么？因为到了。
Why? Because the Lord is actually going to hear.
听到不是一件容易的事。
What he hears is not difficult. It's not easy.
圣经说，是，就是什么？不是就说什么？
Because the Bible said, let our yes be yes and our no be no.
如果是，到时候你做出来的不是。
If you say yes and then you didn't do it,
神要叫你负责的。
God is going to hold you accountable.
对，犹太人有这两件。从这两件事你可以看得到那批犹太人真的是很要命啊。
So from these two incidences, you can see how the Jews actually hated Jesus.
这也是为什么他们惧怕的原因。
So that's why they were so afraid of the Jews.
所以在门徒在那个节骨眼上，他们面对的是我要信，我还是要怕。
So the disciples were faced with a choice. Am I going to believe or am I going to fear?
但是耶稣他透过他的死亡透过复活，透过在天上为信徒的代求，他成为那个释放者，不单是解放者，是释放者，叫人不再惧怕。
However, Jesus, through his atoning death, through his resurrection and the supplication in heaven, he became the liberator of a unique kind, and so that man will no longer be afraid.
而且更进一步的，让人可以向这位父神说，阿爸父。
Is that we can have the courage to say to God, Abba, Father.
Abba 父就有一点点像是在我们中国人当中说，我们不叫父亲了，父亲是尊称，对吧
？So just like the Chinese people, we no longer call father in an honorable way like father.
有没有 有没有在我们在座当中做孩子的跟父亲说老爹
Is there anyone among us
老爸
like the child calls
有吧
老爸老爹
有的举手我看一下
Daddy
哎对有的话是对因为亲密嘛
Because
亲密嘛
of the closeness right
OK 那我们家乡话我是九江人江西九江人
So the pastor is from 九江
OK 那九江话称爸爸不叫爸爸
So 九江 like it doesn't call
叫做老子
cause
老
总
我们中间如果是有九江人的话，你应该可以知道我在说什么。OK， 好，所以那个亲密不在对门耶稣在那个时候要让门徒知道一件事情，让他们不要再惧怕。
So Jesus wants
开始信靠了。
So Jesus wants to tell this a message to his disciples so they no longer have to be afraid.
所以耶稣来站在他们中间说。愿你们平安。
So Jesus came among them and saying, "Peace be with you."
然后又说：“父怎样差遣我，我也差遣你们。”
So and he continued that, "What how the Father sent me, I'm going to send you. Receive the Holy Spirit."
你记得圣灵在这里跟在以后的经文里头，特别是我们等一下再看这篇。圣灵照着保罗的说法。
So, Holy Spirit, according to Paul.
当我们信从福音之后。我们就领受了那个圣灵在我们里头作为什么印记啊
So, we are converted to believe in Jesus Christ. We actually receive the Holy Spirit as a seal.
这个印记代表什么？我们要将来承受基业的。我们是神的儿女人。
So the seal actually proves that we are going to inherit from God. We are His children.
而且在二十章的开头说，你们去。你往我弟兄那里去。
So in the beginning of chapter 20, he said, go to my brothers.
有没有想到耶稣是我们的长兄啊?
Have you ever thought that he is our older brother?
Yeah, that's right. 对, 耶稣是我们的长兄。But 你如果去注意福音书的话, 很快讲一下, 你如果去注意福音书的话, 耶稣是先从门徒到称门徒为朋友。然后进一步讲，朋友是不再是朋友，朋友是弟兄。
And so Jesus started with the disciples, and then he calls them friends, and then afterwards he calls them brothers.
那个关系一再一再不断不断的推进。
The relationship has become closer and closer.
Okay, 所以这里讲门徒是我的弟兄。
So he calls the disciples my brothers.
而且两次他就说到什么，也是我们的父，也你。我的父也是他们的父，我的什么也是你的神，他们的神有没有
？And twice he said that my father and your father, my God and your God.
然后进一步，刚才我们说受圣灵。
And then he continued receive the Holy Spirit.
然后勒旁。
And he showed him his wrists.
对，记得其实说实在，很多的绘画说耶稣的钉痕是在这里。
So some of the cartoons actually will show that the nail mark is on his hands.
但事实上，照后来的解剖学，也事实上真正被钉的地方应该是这个地方。
However, an anatomy shows his mark is actually on his wrists.
因为钉其实钉这个地方是更残忍的。
Because that is more cruel.
因为要支撑所有。身体的重量
Because all the weight of his body is on these.
然后要吸一口气是要使尽全身的力撑起来吸一口气然后又摊下来
And you have to spend the entire strength of your body to raise yourself up to take a single breath.
可以看得到耶稣他为我们经历了多少的苦痛
And so you can see the suffering that Jesus has endured for us.
有没有人看过耶稣受难记
Have you ever watched The Passion of Christ?
英文叫 The Passion of Christ.
A Passion of Christ.
看过，很少人看过。有人说那部电影拍有人说那部电影拍的很血腥。
Some people say this movie is very bloody.
因为 Mel Gibson 在导演那部片子的时候，他是一个天主教徒。
Because Mel Gibson, when he was directing the movie, he was a Catholic.
对，他还在。拍那部片子的时候，他其实很多东西拍得很精确。
So a lot of the scenes in the movie was very bloody.
但是还有很多的保留。
However, he actually has some reservation.
因为事实上，比 电影要血腥的多。
Because the reality is even bloodier than the movie.
但是在这个时候，我的肋旁的手。
His sides and his hands.
门徒看见就喜乐了。
And then the disciples.
所以我们可以想一想看，愿你们平安。他带来了三样东西，第一个。
So three things that peace be with you brought.
带来喜乐。
First thing is joy.
原本只是神的关系，现在怎么样？真真正正这些门徒称耶稣为阿爸父。
So beforehand it was just God, but now the disciples call him Abba Father.
然后圣灵内住成为他们的能力的来源。
So the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and becoming the strength of their of them.
而且是身份的印证。
And then the seal of their identity.
所以在座的弟兄姐妹们，请你们知道，不要在这个世界上再觉得孤单了，因为这位天父是我们的父亲啊。
So brothers and sisters, do not no longer be lonely in this world because we know that this God is our Father.
好不好？跟你邻座说，你不再孤单。
And tell the people around you, you are no longer alone.
好，我们再继续，我们再继续看这一段经文。
So let's continue with the verses.
下一段经文，然后。这里出现耶稣的门徒，其实耶稣的门徒当中，其实有好几个宝贝的。
So a lot of some of the disciples they were treasured.
宝贝英文很难翻译，你可以说他是 hooligans， 就说 shenanigans or goofballs or whatever it is. But anyway， 讲到是这些个性上、行为上，有的时候。看，你看福音的记载，你会觉得说，
哎。So you can translate into different words, like you know, shenanigans or you know, some goofy guys. And when you read the gospel, you would actually a sigh will probably come out of you.
多马就是其中一个。
So one of them is Thomas.
另外一个叫什么？西门彼得。
And another one is Simon Peter.
有没有？另外一个，他这个人不是很饱，但是贴在耶稣身边的。
And another one who's clinging on Jesus, like.
这个是谁啊？哎，
John.
约翰。还有什么？奋锐党 ，Zealots.
And then the zealot.
对吧？等等等等。好，这段经文说，多马他说，我没看到，我不信。
And then Thomas refused to believe because he didn't see it.
我没看到，我不信。
I'm not seeing it, so I'm not going to believe it.
那。其实在现代的在1970年代在美国的芝加哥论坛报 Chicago Tribune.
Oh, so thank you. So in the 1970s in Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, 那么 Chicago Tribune 有一个非常有名的记者。
So a very famous reporter from Chicago Tribune.
叫做 Lee Strobel.
Lee Strobel.
Yeah, 他在他太太先信主之后。
So after his wife was converted.
他说：“我一定要把这个信仰搞清楚。”
He said that I'm going to make clear this religion to me.
但是他的目的不是要信。
But his purpose is not to believe.
是要证明这个信仰不是真的。
But to prove that this religion is fake.
你知道历世历代以来，我们今天早上所谈的这一个事情。
So generation after generation, the things that we're talking about this morning.
许多多不信的人想要想尽办法说这个事情不是真的。
Those unbelievers try their best to disprove this.
所以 Lee Strobel 他花了很多很多的时间。
So Lee Strobel spent a large amount of time.
去探访神学家。
To interview the theologians.
去探访医生
to interview doctors
去探访专业人士
and to interview experts
想尽办法就要说没有复活没有受死没有复活这回事
he tries all means to disprove there's no resurrection there's no crucifixion there's no resurrection
不要讲升天了
and not mentioning ascension
但是长话短说到了最后他把所有的证据放在面前的，放在他面前的时候。
But long story short, after he pieces all the evidence before him,
他双手一摊。
He opened his arms.
英文说 ，God, you won.
然后中文说，神你赢了。
Yeah. Thank you. That's very good. That's very good. 他因为我的被 Of course, I have to do it in English. But anyway, 然后, 那个人成为了基督徒,
so he became a Christian.
然后他把所有的证据聚集起来,
so he pieced all the evidence together.
整理成一本书,
and he wrote a book.
这本书的名字叫做
Case for Christ. Case for Christ.
Yeah. Okay. 因为他证据太多了, 他做了两本,
so he has so many evidence that he actually wrote two books.
上网的时候, 你们可以找得到电子版的,
and if you search on the internet, you can find the electronic version. And then I also want you to take the opportunity to read it yourself.
问完他说,
so Thomas said,
我没有看到,
I didn't see, so I'm not going to believe.
He
doesn't believe in the testimony of other disciples. He doesn't believe in Jesus Christ really resurrected. He only believes in himself. His knowledge,
经验,
his experience,
眼睛,
and his own eyes.
谁大呀?
Who is a bigger?
啊? 在这里到底是谁大呀?
Who is bigger actually here? Is it Jesus or himself?
讲话的, 啊? 在这里, 多马他认为自己大还是谁大?
Who Thomas think that is bigger?
你们如果说自己大的话, 就对了,
if you say that yourself is bigger, it's correct.
我们的很多时候, 在, 特别是在我们的, 自己的文化里头, 有许许多多的, 不管是学者, 不管是学生, 不管是什么样, 在跟他们谈信仰的当中, 都会用各样的方式告诉自己, 告诉你, 我不要信。
So there, when you're spreading the gospel, when you're having conversation with either scholars or students, they will actually tell in many different ways that that I'm not going to believe.
你证明神存在给我看,
you prove that God exists for
是吧?
Me.
耶稣真的复活了吗?
Does Jesus really resurrected?
进化论真的是假的吗?
Evolution, the theory of evolution, is it really fake?
当中有多少是从国内来的朋友?
How many of you are coming from the mainland?
有多少? 要骗我, 我不知道你们在哪里。 OK, 好, 谢谢。 你知道在我们教会, 从国内来的弟兄姊妹朋友就更多了。
So from Pastor News Church, there are even more coming from the mainland China.
最终结的一个点就是进化论。
And then the focal point is theory of evolution, naturalism.
Yeah, 或者说是atheism,
Atheism.
有没有? 对, 好, 所以在这个情况下, 在争论的过程当中, 到底是谁大呀?
So in this process, who is actually bigger?
但是耶稣做了一件事情, 不, 我先不讲耶稣, 先讲一个例子。
So I'm going to start with some examples.
你知道这个欧文他在, 欧文他那个时候, 阿波罗15登月的时候, 他说, 我要向山去, 我的帮助。
So Owen, when he came to the moon in Apollo 15, he said, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? Who is bigger, Owen or God?
看到, 然后, 在前面一点, 我没有看到神，因为我想看到神，但是始终没有看到，所以他不存在。So
even before Owen, during the race, the space race between USSR and the US United States,
格里汉牧师听到的时候笑了笑。
So this astronaut, he didn't meet God during his circling around the
蚯蚓，他从女主钻出来。
So Billy Graham actually, Pastor Billy Graham actually joked that there is this earthworm after hibernation. He came out to the earth.
因为当时候那一个太空人上太空的时候是苏联的总书记是赫鲁雪夫, Khrushchev.
So when this astronaut from USSR, he came to, he circled around the earth, that the prime minister of USSR was Khrushchev.
Okay, Khrushchev, 他说我没看到他，所以他不存在。
So Billy Graham said that because I didn't see, the earthworm didn't see Khrushchev, so that Khrushchev didn't exist. So this actually holds the same logic.
我们中国从国内来的朋友们，特别是讲到进化论，
So from the people from mainland China, especially when they were talking about the theory of evolution, and they believe in that man can eventually defeat God.
但是却忘记了一件事情，进化论连达尔文在世的时候都没有说它是一个真理。
So they forgot one thing, that even Darwin, when he was still alive, he never held the theory of evolution as the truth.
我不是讲这些从国内来的朋友，你们读错了哈。
So I'm not saying that you're wrong.
但是达尔文的的确确，他在世直到他离世前都没有说他讲的这一个进化论是一个真真实实的真理。
But even Darwin himself, before he passed away, he didn't claim that this theory of evolution is the truth.
而是一个假说。
This is just a hypothesis.
甚至是到了他离世前，他那么一点点，他说他成为一个信主的。
So even just a little bit before he passed away, he claimed that he was.
人可以用因为很多的这种理论，我们推说神不存在，因此。我不要相信。
Because of many theories like this, we rejected God and saying that we're not going to believe.
看不到。
We are not able to see.
看不见。
We cannot see.
所以我不相信。
So that's why we don't want to believe.
好，所以耶稣他抓了这一点。
So Jesus focused on this.
耶稣很有意思。耶稣说你说你要看到是吧？好，我让你看。
So Jesus said, okay, so you want to see, I'm going to show it to you.
我甚至在假想一个场景。
So I'm kind of imagined this scene.
耶稣又显现在门徒的当中。
He appeared again among the disciples.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
特别看到多马。
Especially he saw Thomas.
多马。
Thomas, come here.
Thomas, come here. 他过来。你要看是吗？我让你看个够，摸个够。
So do you want to see? Come here and then take a close look, and I'm going to let you touch it.
我想到这个场面，我心里头就心里头在偷笑。我说多玛，你死定了。
I couldn't stop laughing in my heart, saying, "Okay, this is."
但是多玛他说我的主，我的神。
However, Thomas said, "My Lord and my God."
耶稣说你因为怎么样？他说什么？对，他说。看了我才信。
Jesus said, "Because you see me, that you believe me."
有没有摸
？Did you touch it?
耶稣说你摸，但不是，耶稣说，你来摸对。但是耶稣在这里讲说，你看了才信，表示他摸了没有？他连摸都没有，他看了他傻眼。
So Jesus said, "Because you see me, that you believe me." So did Thomas actually touch him? No, he didn't.
他俯伏在耶稣面前说：“我的主。”
Thomas bowed before Jesus and saying, "My Lord and my God."
他从一个坚决的一个怀疑论到成一个坚决的信徒。
He changed from a very determined skeptic to a believer.
他后来他把那个信仰带到南亚去。
And he also believed brought the faith to South Asia.
我们今天早上在面对那个空坟墓复活主的时候
，So when we see this empty tomb this morning，
我们是不信吗
？Are we still trying to not believe？
用各样的理由告诉人说我不信。
With many various reasons telling ourselves that we're not going to believe，
让我取代一切。
That we replace I myself replace everything，
还是什么？让证据或还是什么？让证据大于主。
Or let the witness, let the evidence be more powerful than the proclamation.
不是说证据不重要。
It is not to say that the evidence is not important.
宣告。
But
任何事情都要重要。
But the proclamation of the Lord Jesus is more important than anything else.
我今天就讲到这里。
So this is the my sermon.
希望各位能够把一些概念，把这些我所讲的，放在心里头，可以想想，来想想看。
And keep the concept that I just said in your heart and to ponder over it.
但记得一件事情，我们的主复活了。
But one thing that you should remember is that our Lord has resurrected.
最后一句话，告诉你说，你的主复活了。
And tell your neighbors that your Lord has arisen.
们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典，你实在是复活。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. You indeed have risen.
因你的复活，我们有了盼望。
Because of your resurrection, we have this hope.
永活的盼望。
This living hope.
我感谢你。
We thank you.
让我们今天从这里出去。
That when we come out, when we go out of this place.
不管是今后的一年，不管是一生当中。
Regardless if it's like the year of before us or the life of before us.
让我们活出这复活主的样式。
That we can live out this glory of this resurrected King.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.